The saga of the detained American war veteran in North Korea continues. 85-year-old Merrill Newman has been held since late October, when he was taken off a plane by authorities just as he was wrapping up a visit to North Korea. A video of the Korean War vet was released over the weekend. In it, Newman apologizes for his, quote, espionage and subversive activities, end quote. He also admits to something that he reportedly did do during the Korean War, advising the UN Korea 6 Partisan Regiment, a secret unit that supported North Korean partisans fighting behind enemy lines. Colonel Ben Malcolm served as part of a similar unit during the war. His memoir is White Tigers, My Secret War in North Korea. It's an account of how he led partisans behind enemy lines in North Korea.
In January 1951, after the U.S. and the U.N. had gone all the way to the Yellow River that separates China from North Korea, and China attacked across the Yellow River and forced us all the way back through Seoul, the South Korean Navy had a patrol boat, a ship, up near the Yellow River. And what they found was over 10,000 North Koreans fighting behind the lines in pockets of resistance all over North Korea. And they only had 900 weapons and had 10,000 people, only one weapon per 10 men. So they were requesting weapons, ammunition, supplies, and Americans to come in and lead them and train them.
Mm.
And so 8th Army formed the first Special Forces unit in the Army in January 1951. And reached out, picked up some lieutenants and sergeants, lieutenants like myself, and give us just a minimum amount of training, about 10 days, and then shipped us into North Korea to marry up with those units. And so I went into North Korea in January 1952, was in North Korea for 1 year. I was the only American with 800 North Koreans. After the war in 1953, 350 of those got out alive and are now living in South Korea.
Mm.
And I maintain contact with them by email. In fact, I had an email from them this morning.
Colonel Malcolm, I'm wondering what this whole mission, the secret mission known as the Kuwol mission, how did that come to be regarded by the North Korean government over the years?
Kuwol was just a mountain, and that's where some of the North Koreans had been fighting. And that was the last effort on the mainland of North Korea, where they were actually forced off the mainland from that mountainous area and forced back out to the islands. And off the west coast, we've got over 400 islands all the way from the Yellow River down to Seoul. And so during the war, we controlled about 50% of those islands. But the operation was classified top secret code word for over 40 years. So that's the reason most Americans have no idea, you know, what we were doing behind the lines in North Korea.
I don't want you to speculate, Colonel, but if the government of Kim Jong-un knew that Merrill Newman was part of this secret regiment, do you think they'd have been pleased by his presence in their country?
I'm not sure that they knew when he got a passport to come into North Korea, because it looks like what happened was that he had been to South Korea several times meeting with his 6th Regiment, people there that were North Koreans that had come out of North Korea and were still living in South Korea. And when he told them that he was going on a visit to North Korea, then I think they asked him, would he check to see if any of their family members are still alive in North Korea. And he started making contacts with his tour guide. All of a sudden, North Korea, they started looking into his background. And I don't think they fully pulled all that together until actually he got on the plane, and then they arrested him on the plane. I'm just speculating based on the information I have picked up.
What do you think personally about Newman's choice to go back to North Korea? I mean, would you go yourself?
No way I'd go back. You know, with my name up there, I wouldn't hardly get off the plane before I'd be arrested, because not only have I broadcast my own operations in North Korea by Voice of America, you know, it's just little escalations taking place all the time. He just got caught up in, I think, in that, and not probably having all the political information before he went into North Korea. No way I would go into North Korea.
Retired Colonel Ben Malcolm, he served in the Special Forces during the Korean War, leading a unit of North Korean partisans behind enemy lines. His memoir is White Tigers, My Secret War in North Korea. Thank you very much, Colonel.
Well, enjoy talking to you.